Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411.
Uh-huh.
1901.
Uh-huh.
0046.
0046.
6889. Now, is this just for equipment, or is this just, could you get like a business loan as well?
Let me pull it up and I'll let you know. Let's see. Is this absolute rehabilitative therapy? Okay, cool. Let's see. Just a moment here. Am I speaking with Derek Martin?
You are.
All right. What's the best number to reach you at, Derek, in case we get disconnected?
301.
Uh-huh.
220-2316.
2316, okay. Let me just confirm some more information with you really quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions and kind of lead in the right direction. What's your billing address
for your business? 7501.
Okay.
Greenway Drive.
Is it Suite 800?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just a moment. Okay. What about, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S-Corp, LLC,
something like that? S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay, cool. Do you guys have a website?
Yes.
What's your website?
www.absolutert.com.
Absolutert.com, okay, and then your email address for your business?
absolutert@gmail.com.
rt@gmail.com. Okay, let's see. Okay, awesome. So let me take a look here. You're asking me about working capital and equipment financing. We have you pre-approved for both. So if you kind of want to let me know what you're looking for, I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Working capital. I know it's going to be difficult for me to get an unsecured loan because I just got back and I know my business right now is in disarray. So I want to talk more about a secured loan.
Okay. Like secured by some of your assets or something?
Yeah. I mean, if I can get an unsecured, that would be great. I could based on the position of my business right now. I just got back off of a year of mobilization with the Army.
Oh, okay.
And, my business is it's a little in disarray right now, and I need some funds to kind of get it back in on track.
Yeah, no problem. Typically what we'll do, we'll get the application and all the appropriate paperwork in, and then I'll see what I can qualify you for, and then we'll present you with some options. So if we could approve you for both, we'll present you with both. If just one or the other, we'll go with one or the other. But we'll pretty much give you as many options as you have available, and then we can kind of work backwards and see what works best fit for what you're looking to do. So how much are you looking for right now?
$50,000.
About $50,000. Is that what you... I was going to say
a lot more, but I want to be realistic as to what I could hopefully get approved for.
Okay, so the minimum you're looking for $50,000. What's like ideal? Just think about it in a perfect
ideal
world for a moment. Yeah, ideally what could you?
Ideal the $100,000.
Okay, $100,000.
Ideal would be $100,000.
Okay, cool.
That'll get me caught up on everything.
So what is it that you're going to?
If you'll buy me some time.
Gotcha. So is it a specific purpose or is it general operating expenses that you have right now? Or is there something specific you need to catch up on?
Specific purpose. I mean, I was gone for a year, my office managers, for instance, we ended up changing billing companies because we were like over $500,000 in old AR.
Okay.
And accounts receivable that they just didn't know what they were doing. And with me being gone, it was even more difficult. I just got a lot of people I got to catch up, and I got borrowed from Peter to pay Paul, if you will. And I owe a lot of people trying to get things back on track. My office managers, for instance, I owe each of them like four paychecks.
Gotcha. So you have some payroll you need to catch up on?
Yeah, I got to catch up some payroll.
Gotcha.
I'm a couple months behind on the rent.
Okay.
Just stuff like that. I owe like I'm behind on one of the lease of my copy machine.
Okay.
I'm a few months behind on that. I owe the IRS some money.
What do you owe them roughly?
Total?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say probably. I know one. That's probably maybe like $53,000.
53, okay. Is it like a tax lien, or is it just what you owe them from last year or something? Or
it's not a lien. It's not a lien yet. But
okay, good.
Going in that direction.
Okay, so we want to avoid that, of course. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we kind of just asked what you're using it for, so that way we can help you prioritize. Obviously, there's certain things that are more pressing than others, like payroll, of course, you want to get that done.
Okay. I get the virus off my back, too.
Yeah, being gone for a year, that's not, oh man, that's hard. Things kind of fall apart.
And then not just being gone for a year, you know, then the billing company that you had in place, you know, my billing company was doing great. We were with them for like 10 years, and then she sold her company to another company. And this other company she sold it to was terrible, and there was nothing I could do about it, because if I didn't do anything, if I did something about it, then none of my claims would be processed.
Yeah.
So I had to go with them and see what they were about, because she said they were really good, but, you know, there were 10 of us that she sold, and I was the last one to leave. Everybody else left before me.
Gotcha.
And
so
I had to make a change.
Okay, so you have receivables. They're just haven't been collected. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, I've got a new billing company. We just hired them April 15th, and she's trying to catch up. She has a lot of catching up to do.
Gotcha. So how much do you have in your receivables roughly right now?
Over 500,000.
Holy smokes! So you
she's trying to catch up on .
Oh my gosh, man! So you're it's literally just a cash flow position. You're not, your business is not struggling by any means. It's just a matter of cash flow, right?
Yeah, we got patients coming in left and right.
That's awesome.
I'm just having a cash flow issue.
Okay, cool. So this is definitely something we can help you with.
I've been getting those small loans that, you know, like, you know, by like from White Merchant or Yellowstone, you know, like get like $5,000 here, pay back like $199 a day for five, you know, those things.
Right.
Yeah, but I need something that can help me. I mean, like a loan, like a $100,000 loan where I pay back like $3,000 a month, that can help me get back on my feet.
Exactly. Yeah, those little ones are kind of just Band-Aids. It kind of just stops the problem for a few weeks, and then you're starting over again. You know what I mean? So,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm skeptical that you guys can help me.
Okay.
I'm praying that you can.
No problem. I'm going to make sure to ask you all the preliminary questions just so I can give you an idea of whether we can help you or not. And then we'll proceed with collecting the application info and, you know, giving you actual an approval probably within 24 hours after receiving the application, and present you with real actual numbers. But I can kind of give you an idea of what we can do based on the questions that I'm asking you. So you pretty much need it as soon as possible, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My individual credit?
Yeah, your personal credit.
I was told that TransUnion was 656.
Okay, cool. It's not bad.
And Equifax was 634, I think it was told, but didn't have a reporting on Experian.
Okay, no problem. So yeah, these loans, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but they do go on your business credit. It's not going to go on your personal credit, but we do have to take a look at your personal credit just to make sure there's not any like judgments or liens against you. Obviously, we want to make sure of that, so that's all. But yeah, these loans are mostly based on the cash flow of your business. So as long as you have sales, we'll be able to get you on some of our programs.
Well, I've got plenty of sales, but the collection piece is where I'm struggling.
Yeah. So you're expecting, are you expecting to collect anything like soon, or?
I don't know. I mean, just, you know, billing company, they do their billing and, it just comes in.
So they just kind of started, right?
And deposits, and either checks come in the mail or we get EFTs coming in, you know, stuff like that.
Gotcha. How long have you guys been in business?
2009.
Since 2009, okay. Okay. What did you guys do in gross annual sales last year, your top line revenue on your tax return?
About over 600, like 630, six, something like that, 600,000.
630, okay. And was that up over the year before?
Yeah, it was.
Cool, so you're growing. What are you guys on track to doing this year? Are you on track to beating that?
Probably not, because I haven't been here for the last year.
Right.
So we may fall this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Who do you guys bank with?
SunTrust.
SunTrust. Have you gone to them? Have you got any feedback from them about the financing you're looking for? Or what are they usually saying?
I can't get a bank loan.
Okay. They'll just say too risky or whatever, right?
Probably. They really didn't go into it, but you know, I have to show profit. I have to show profit. Like, these look at my profit and loss statements.
Right.
And for the last, I guess, two quarters, I guess it was, two or three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost money.
I gotcha. Yeah, the bigger banks are kind of, I mean, that's kind of like where we come in. We fill in those gaps. For a lot of our customers, we're more like a secondary resource of funds. So where you go to your bank, and if they can't help you, you come to us for anything that they cannot help you with.
I just came off tour August 22nd.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I've been gone like since last year. I just came back August 22nd, so I'm, you know,
so
I'm in disarray, and I've lost a couple of my therapists, and I'm just trying to, you know, get a foothold in, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not just trying to survive. I mean, we're the business is doing great. We're getting customers in.
Right.
And I've just got to, you know, I've got to reach back then all that money I was getting before, bring it to the forefront. If I can get like 100K, that'll position me to move forward in a positive way and just keep moving forward.
So, Derek, you're in the Army and you run a business?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy, man. Well, I sure appreciate your service in the Army, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. My brother's in the Air Force. So I was just talking to him this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So you mentioned you've used a couple other companies like the Direct Capital or the Quick Funding or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
We do similar programs, but we're an actual bank, so we have a lot more programs available to you.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So let me see.
That's right. I don't want any daily. I want a monthly payment.
Something monthly, okay.
Yeah, something that can. I mean, these direct lenders are like, you know, like 90 days, 120 days, you know, daily payments.
Yeah.
And I need something that's going to say, okay, here you go, Derek, you know, you pay $4,000 a month for 3 years.
Boom, 3 years, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get you on the longest program available. Our average customer does like a 12-month or like a 16-month program. If we can get you on something like that, and like say for example, I'm just giving you like worst case scenario, and we can't get you on a monthly, but maybe like a weekly, like a micro payment for weekly. Does that sound like something that might work?
Yeah, that would work too. I mean,
Yeah.
I get funding every week. It's just, you know,
right.
Some weeks are more than others, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a plan B? Like, what are you going to do if we can't get you on the right program? Is there like a second option you have?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if you can't get me, I mean, I've been struggling so far, and I'm just going to keep struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of state insurances, and, you know, with me being back now, we had a change from an individual to a group.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, with me being gone, we had a change from individual to a group. So September 21st, we're supposed to get permission to start billing those claims. So we should have a whole lot of claims billing out for the state insurances. But we have no guarantee when the state's going to accept it. You know, we have to do all the paperwork, send it out. The state said they looked at it like on September 21st. At September 21st, they look at it. Then once they approve it, then we can start filing claims.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that they look at it soon. In the month of September, once we start filing claims, in 14 days from that point, we should start getting funds in.
So okay.
You know.
So it's just a little bit of a process, basically.
Yeah. You know,
cool.
I mean, the new company takes about 6 months for them to get everything together, and they started April, so I'm looking at October. So that's right. That's right in our wheelhouse when we figure things start coming in.
Gotcha. Okay. Basically, the process, we make it pretty simple. It's a one-page credit app. We need 6 months of your business bank statements, just your previous 6 months. We kind of do like a cash flow analysis. And then we need your previous year's tax return. Did you already do your 2015 taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then from your customers, do you guys take credit cards as a form of payment? Or do you...
Yeah.
You do, okay.
Most of it's insurance is... But you know, some they pay with credit cards for their we have some cash patients, we have some that pay their credit card for their co-payments, stuff like that.
Would you say the majority is paid through credit cards or no?
No.
It's just a small amount.
Paid by insurances.
Okay, because there's certain programs that we can get you on that that go off of your credit card sales, but if it's not significant, if it's not that much of your business, yeah, okay.
I'll say it's probably like maybe like $5,000 a month, $6,000 a month, something like that.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we'll start with just the bank statements, and if it sounds like something that will work better for you with the merchant statements, your credit card stuff, we can kind of cross that bridge. But when we get there, but I don't think it's going to be effective for this case. But yeah, so yeah, anyway, it's just a one-page credit app, 6 months bank statements in the previous year's tax return. I'm going to send you an email within the next, 10 minutes or so. And then if you want to get that stuff back to me today, I'll do my best to get answers for you by tomorrow, since it's okay. High priority
now
for you right now.
On these, on the bank statement, you're going to see a lot of non-sufficient funds.
Yeah, no problem. It's kind of normal for, you know, when businesses are having cash flow issues. Yeah, I appreciate giving me a heads up.
We see a lot of NSFs, you know. You know, when yeah. I say, you know, the account is so positive, you know. The account is so positive. You know, I had to shut down the account because when I was gone in January, I was going through some stuff and I saw that this withdrawal for like 3,000, withdrawal for like 3,000. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Who's picking us? I did an investigation and somebody had gotten hold of my account information and they were paying their the Verizon phone bill and their Honda car payments.
Oh my gosh!
We ended up having to close, and it was going on for like 6 months. And I was with me being deployed. You know, I wasn't catching it.
Oh
and
man!
When I took out $3,000, that got my attention because that was such a big chunk.
Yeah.
And when I had the investigation done, it was just like in June. It went all the way back until January, and we found it.
So you disputed it?
So. Yeah, I disputed it and had to close the account, which was a big problem for me because a lot of 80% of my payments come in EFT.
Right.
That I had to close the account. I just did it like in July. Just had to close the account, open up a new account. So now what happens is I've got two parallel accounts with SunTrust, and it takes 4 months for it. I reached out to all of the insurance carriers. Told them this is my new routing and my new bank account number, but only like three of them have started putting money into the new account. The others still do the old account. So I contact every day. I contact SunTrust Mitchell, and I ask him to transfer. For instance, over the weekend, I got in $2,400 in the old account.
Mm-hmm.
The old account it doesn't allow you to pay anything or do anything. So I had to call Mitchell and say, can you transfer $2,400 into my new account? You know, and I just have to keep doing that until everything is situated. It's just a pain in the ass, man.
Yeah, man, what a pain. Were you able to recover the funds that went missing?
Half.
Half? Oh, man. Are they working on the rest of it, or is that pretty much?
No. That's pretty much gone.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm going to put together the email for you right now and send it over. I'm trying to just make sure we covered everything. Do you have any other questions or anything that, any concerns or anything like that? Okay.
I'm just praying you guys can do something for me, man.
Yeah, man. The NSFs might limit certain programs that we can get you on, but we have a ton of programs. So we have programs for...
We approved 9 out of 10. I hope I'm not that 10th person.
The one. Yeah, I hope not. I'm confident that we can get you on something. Even if it's like, I know ideally you could use 100K, but maybe we can get you a little bit less right now, and then, say, halfway through the term, we can get you more. So, a lot of times, for example, we'll get you, just say, for example, we'll get you on, like, a 12-month payback, and let's say it's 30K or 40K. Well, halfway into that, 6 months from now, we'd be able to get you another 40K, and probably at a cheaper rate, because you're a returning customer, and assuming that your business is having better cash flow, you know, you're collecting your receivables, and everything's like better control, we'll get you more money. So even if we don't get you 100K right now, over the course of a year, we can probably get you that 100K.
Yeah. Well, I'm banking on the billing company getting everything squared up by October as well. So if you can't get me everything that I need to get everything caught up, I can at least buy me some time. Buy me like 3 months.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Help get some stuff paid off and kind of go from there.
Exactly.
But yeah, no doubt, definitely.
Cool, man. So I'm going to send you the email right now. Does the paperwork that I requested, does it sound like stuff you have available you can get to me today?
Yeah,
or
I already have the returns in 6 months. They're already on my computer.
Cool.
I've been trying to reach out to others, like the banks and stuff, and I talked to an accountant. He said, no one's going to lend you money. So that's when I saw you guys had a secured.
Yeah.
And I talked to me about secured, man, because I need to put something. I got equipment I can use as collateral. I need something, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, it sounds like you got plenty of assets there. And then we do, like I said, you asked about secured. We do secured financing. So in the future, if you need more equipment, we can get you on our equipment financing as well. So,
okay.
But yeah, let's take care of this problem first. I'm going to send you the email right now, and give me a call if you have any questions. Otherwise,
my email. my email address?
Let me just make sure. It's absolutert@gmail.com.
Send to me.
Okay, what's yours?
D.A. Martin.
Sorry, one second.
D.A. Martin, II.
D.A. Martin, II.
At Gmail, yeah. I don't want my
okay.
That's go to general mailbox. So then
okay, gotcha. Going. Gotcha, okay.
Like jumping off the ship like the ship is sinking.
Yeah, we won't tell him anything. Okay, so D as in David, or D as in Derek, A, Martin, II, as in like the second, at gmail.com, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Give me a call in like 20 minutes if you don't receive anything, and I'll, because sometimes it can get filtered out through like your junk folder or something. But otherwise, I'll look for the paperwork today, and I'll get it submitted before I leave today, and get you an answer, hopefully by tomorrow.
All right, cool, thanks.
Okay, my pleasure, Derek. We'll talk soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.